near on, bar the goal at the end, a perfect away performance, one of the best of the season?
The best of the season, I think, away from home. Everything about it, the shape, how we defended, how we attacked, quickly and sharp, excellent.
1-0 up through McGlinchey, and for him and that particular first half caused them all sorts of problems, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I know it's 3-1, but all the chances were more or less his, you know, even second half. The keepers pulled off two cracking saves, and yeah, when Nat and McGlinchey, you know, interconnect like that, they're unstoppable.
Very similar last year, we were 1-0 up at half time. We played them off the park first half, and then up until about 80 minutes we were 1-0 up. But did it make it a bit easier that McGlinchey put that one in the top bin 2 minutes after half time?
Yeah, it did, but as well, we're another year on. I mean, I thought we dominated these last year here. I thought we dominated them at home first half, and we got done by Penno straight after half time, which killed us. So I think we was due something against these, but we're a bit more experienced now, and we're learning every week, and we're getting better.
And McGlinchey, he's coming on leaps and bounds.
Yeah,
keep mentioning he's got so much ability, but you're just getting it out of him now.
Yeah, you know, we had the break last Saturday, and we got a development friendly against Leicester City's academy, and we played him in it, and he was the head and shoulders the best player on the park. And this is, you know, Leicester City players who want to play for the first team. He's got a bit of everything, he really has.
They didn't really have that many efforts on goal as well, which is credit to, I thought, everyone today without singling. I know we said McGlinchey and Nat going forward, but everyone, the back four, Geno three, they won every header, didn't they?
The back four were together. We kept his shape. I think that's the best the back four have played this season, along with Matty. Towers and Carl Dixon in there.
Thought Carl had his best game for a long time.
Definitely, I'd actually edge him man of the match because he was everywhere, and that's saying a lot with the performances. I did say at the start we needed mostly 8 out of 10s at least.
Yeah.
I thought away at Whitby there were 3 or 4 6 out of 10s, and it cost us the points. You know, we only got a point there, and you can't really say anybody were below 8 out of 10 today.
And Alex Howes on the left for a young lad, big shift and big performance, wasn't it?
He's going to be a player, isn't he? You know, I'd be very surprised if he don't go on and play for Notts' first team. He's big, strong lad. His attitude's spot on. He's very easy to deal with. He takes instructions on board clearly, and he's just got everything in front of him.
And me and Mark said after the Whitby game, obviously Nat scored, Creaney scored, although Nat's not scored today. He nearly did with one off the line, but with him and Creaney, we look like we're going to score in every game, and we've got two people that are going to bang every game more or less now. As it wasn't as potent last year, was it?
Definitely. I think they corrected me the other week. I think they've got 34, 35 between them now, and at this stage, you know, we're not the top side of Christmas yet. That's some feat, and you know, they've really helped us. You know, we can defend properly, because that's, as a team, and I mean this, I don't mean the defence, we have conceded too many this season, and we are starting to try and correct it, but you know, 33 points going into the Boxing Day fixture, I'm more than happy with that.
And what's your thoughts going into that now after such a good performance? It comes around quick though, it's only 2 days away.
I said to the lads in there, it's defining this period, because you know, we're playing four games in 9 days, and it will define where you finish in the league. And you know, the Boxing Day clash, Jimmy will have them fired up, we'll be fired up. It's a local derby. We know it can go either way, but the one thing we are doing, we're on a good run at the minute, Luke, aren't we?
We've picked up points.
Yeah, we're looking a good side. You know, we should have had the win midweek, but the fog took it away from us.
Did you fear that today, by the way?
Oh, dear, dear.
Especially when we went 1-0 up.
Oh, I just could see it all coming again, you know, the way it's gone for us at the minute. But, we're full of confidence, and we'll keep doing what we're doing.
Boxing Day, we just touched on very briefly. Yeah. No punches. We owe them one, don't we? I mean, they had the edge over us last year, I think it's fair to say. I think they beat us all four games.
Yeah.
But it's a new season. We're going well.
Yeah.
They've lost today, but it all goes out the window, doesn't it?
Of course it does. They've had the wood on us, and fair play to Jim on that and his team. You know, but it's just, it is another game. I know I don't want to play it down, but it is another game. And if we can play against Warrington how we did today,
these then are fourth, can,
these are
we've
fourth.
Come to their place.
Yeah, they beat Altrincham midweek to go into the last 32 of the FA Trophy, so we've just got to keep doing what we're doing. Though it's Barwell, Sutton Coldfield, Altrincham, we've just got to keep doing what we're doing, mate.